Week 1 is finally here, Wes. Packers, Seahawks, Lambeau Field. No more introduction needed. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, it's week one, but yet a game like this has a lot of implications down the line. You look back to the 2014 season when these two teams squared off. It ended up basically being the difference between a first seed and a number two seed, and you know the Seahawks getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So the Packers understand that. Aaron Rodgers talked about it throughout the offseason. Isn't that, you know, it's a make or break game in terms of a fast start, but getting a win here against the Seahawks, a team that's been a perennial playoff contender like they have been the past few years, go a long way in those playoff hopes come the end of the season.
Yeah, and I'm thinking along the same lines in that what's at stake here for the Packers is reestablishing their home field advantage at Lambeau Field. You mentioned 2014. The Packers won every home game that year. Last year, the Packers lost two games at Lambeau to the Cowboys and the Colts, and that was a big factor in the Packers not getting a first-round bye, then having to play in the wildcard round. So as you said, a long way to go here, even though it's only week one. About a player to watch, Wes.
Jordy Nelson is my guy to watch in this game, Mike, and the reason I say that is because, like many of these contests, he's an X factor for the Packers offense. But the thing that's interesting this year is he did get a full training camp. He was able to play in some preseason games. Benefits he didn't get last year going into Jacksonville. So seeing what kind of start he can get off to, considering what he did last year coming off the knee injury, is going to be really intriguing to watch.
Yeah, and I want to focus on the defensive side of the ball, and particularly the safety position for both teams. For the Packers, HaHa Clinton Dix. I think this is the Packers player on defense who is the most on the rise right now. He got it, made his first Pro Bowl last year, led the Packers with 5 interceptions. Packers had 5 interceptions against Russell Wilson out here last December. HaHa Clinton Dix actually didn't get one of those, so maybe it's his turn to do something. And on the other side, at safety for the Seahawks, Earl Thomas, a superb player. He was not on the field last year when the Packers posted that big blowout victory. I got some stats for you here, Wes. Before Earl Thomas went down with that broken leg last year for the Seahawks, they did not give up more than 25 points in a game. In the 6 games that Earl Thomas missed, including the playoffs, the Seahawks gave up 34 or more points 3 out of 6 times, including here at Lambeau and including their playoff loss to the Falcons. Earl Thomas is a difference maker, and the Packers have to hope that he won't be a difference maker on Sunday. Wes, I say the Packers win if they keep up their streak of turnovers against the Seattle Seahawks. I know the turnover battle is important every week, but when you look at the history between these two teams, and I mentioned in the last segment the 5 interceptions last year, when you go back to that 2014 NFC title game, 4 interceptions against Russell Wilson, plus a fumble recovery on a kickoff return, we know the Packers should have won that game. 2015 here at Lambeau Field, back-to-back fourth quarter possessions, the Packers defense gets turnovers to seal a big victory. Turning the ball over, I think, is going to be the difference in this game.
Yeah, Mike, and I think the Packers win if the run defense establishes their presence with authority, to steal a line from Nuke LaLoosh.
All right.
You go back to last year, the first month of the season, the run defense was on point. They're going to have a tough test this weekend when you have Thomas Rawls, when you have Eddie Lacy coming back to Lambeau Field. They're downhill north-south runners that are going to really challenge that defensive front. But Mike Daniels, Kenny Clark, Dean Lowry, and some of these new additions that they've made really have set the tone so far during this preseason. When they were out there for the snaps they had, they were curtailing the run to the best of their ability. You need to be able to continue that in this game, because a lot of times that's what leads to the third and longs, and ultimately that's what leads to the turnovers.
Yeah, I like that very much. And with that, we are going to sign off on Final Thoughts for now, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of the game on Packers.com and on all your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the ball game.